Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, make sure you're joining the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club, the Browns backers worldwide. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports. It includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences that will keep you happy, happy, happy. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. Vic and Nathan here, closing out this edition, this on the eve of free agency edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So reports are out there that are pointing the Browns to getting Dante Whitner as like an early signing here at the start of free agency. I don't know what to make of that other than to say you can, you know, some dots are easy to connect, but it raises some questions. You and I have been kicking some of these around in the break, and one of them is, if you're making this investment, why does it make more sense to invest in a Dante Whitner in free agency versus just spending what it would take to keep T.J. Ward in a Browns uniform?
It's going to have to be significantly different dollar figures, in my opinion, because Whitner, while it was graded out very, very favorably by Pro Football Focus in terms of his coverage, he was fifth overall. I have some ties to the San Francisco area, so watch some Niner games. Sure. He certainly could make mistakes on the back end of a defense from time to time, known more as a hitter, a guy in run support, a la T.J. Ward. So it would be interesting to me to see them kind of replace T.J. Ward with a similar type of a player if, you know, unless the money, who's older, unless the money is significantly cheaper and they decide that they're priced out of the bird thing. Now, the funny thing is, we've heard multiple sources today link three different safeties to the Cleveland Browns saying that it's pretty much done. That's only one of the guys is going to be here. So, again, there's a lot of BS going around, a lot of smoke screens going around right now, but certainly will be interesting to see how it all plays out tomorrow. Now, Dante Whitner would bring a winning culture coming from the 49ers, a team that's been, you know, three straight NFC championship games.
Right,
he'd bring some
we'll
of that leadership.
That.
Right.
Yep.
And so those are good. He would bring some of that stuff. Would be a little bit interesting now, but this could be kind of one of the ways where they decide, listen, we're not going to spend the $9 million Jarius Bird money if they decide to go this way. This is what it would be saying to me. Here's Dante Whitner. We can rent him for a couple of years. He can help out in the locker room. We can draft a safety and attack the position that way. It would have more economical means of doing so relative to a Jarius Bird or a T.J. Ward. But there would have to be a pretty good price break for me to like Whitner as much as I would like either keeping T.J. Ward or bringing in Jarius Bird.
Yeah, I would say this would qualify as if, I mean, this is what it should be, I think. Moderate investment in a veteran player. It definitely should be in light of what he is and where he is in his career versus a Jarius Bird, significant dollar differences to the lower degree. If the reports of this $9 to $10 million a year thing for Bird are correct, and the Browns went this way, I think that's telling you that they don't want to tie up that much in cap money on one guy and at that particular position. And I think the hitting aspect, the physical part of what Whitner brings would obviously be what the Browns are valuing more if, in fact, that's someone they're truly interested in and this isn't a smokescreen, as you put it, that's out there. And a lot of smoke is going to be billowing for these next 24 hours or so, 25
right.
hours. The next point is, you know, as far as it applies to his leadership and the culture from which he comes. I think there's a plus there. I think that's a real big check mark, as I was saying, when you were rattling off his attributes. I think it's important. The penalties, the 15-yarders he gets, that would be something to look at. You want more discipline. I don't think you change a guy necessarily at this stage of his career, but does he bring an attitude to a secondary that might be helpful? The other highlight for this show I really liked was Dabo Swinney. Outstanding interviews. Obviously, Mike Tannenbaum
was
phenomenal
too.
But Dabo Swinney, just saying, don't be that guy who doesn't take Sammy Watkins. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was very good stuff. And with all these interviews, Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of the Jets, if you just are tuning in now, you can get that on the app at the Browns app or at clevelandbrowns.com on demand after the show is over. So some very good interviews there. And I think what we're seeing is a lot of people agree. Now, we got an opportunity. I got to sit down, and you did earlier as well, and I sat down for a video piece that will be on ClevelandBrowns.com later today with General Manager Ray Farmer. Yeah. But now that we've talked to Ray, we talked to Charlie Casserly last week, we talked to Tannenbaum today, there's a very good sense that, yes, for people who say, well, we have all this money, we should be able to get anybody we want, you have to be judicious in how you spend your money and remember to save that money, because you're really going to be spending it to keep the Joe Haydens, the Josh Gordons, the Jabal Sheards, the guys who are going to be the pillars of this franchise going forward, and that's where you're best suited to hand out these big contracts. Right. Might the Browns make one big splash in free agency? Yes. But really what you want to do is use this money to bring in a lot of talented guys, supplement them with this draft where they have 10 picks, including three of the first 35, and really enhance and overhaul this roster in a pretty short period of time, but doing it in a very smart way by turning guys who people may not know, but our scouts know, and our obviously our pro personnel people know, are on the verge, the cusp of becoming household names.
All right. We want to also tell you that we are going to be back at this tomorrow, but Jim Donovan is going to sit in for me. I got to tend to my wife,
yes,
who is dealing on the injured reserve list with a little ankle injury. So it's not little. It's actually pretty big, but we're trying to get that all set up for her.
So
thank you for that. Rhonda is a tough. She's tough. She's a lot tougher than I am. So I know she'll get through this fine. But so I'm going to be occupied with that. But Jim Donovan will be alongside you with further previewing of free agency tomorrow. But we do want to thank Dave O'Sweeney. We do want to thank Mike Tannenbaum and Eric Branch
from
the San Francisco Chronicle. Yeah, for all being aboard. We want to thank Megan Rock for her great tweeting throughout the show and putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later on ClevelandBrowns.com. Our excellent producer, Jason Gibbs, for putting all this stuff together. Jason, you are the man. Love it. All right, for Nathan Zagura, I am Vic Carucci, and we want to tell you to stay tuned for Julian Gerard. That is next on Cleveland Browns Daily. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Free agency, the frenzy.
It's going to be 25 hours and counting.
Let's go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.